To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. The Jets make it 15 years in a row with no playoffs, and they lose in what was supposed to be a rivalry game, 34-10. To the Miami Dolphins, a team whose head coach is on the hot seat, has already fired their general manager. And to, try and make sense of the Jets and what's going on, we bring in Andy Vasquez, covers the Jets, one of the beat writers, and does a good job covering the team. You should be following him for the Bergen Record. Hey, Andy, how are you?
How's it going?
I'm doing well. All right, big picture. Jets eliminated from contention for the 15th straight year. What's the state of the Jets? If you're sending a message to Jets fans, should they be, after watching a game like today, are there reasons to be optimistic?
Yeah, it was hard to figure out anything to be optimistic about after today, just because this was their worst performance of the season, probably. Maybe since week two, maybe since week four when they faced the Dolphins in Miami, and week two was a bad loss to Buffalo, but they hadn't really been blown out in a while. So it was bad, but I think, you know, listening to Aaron Glenn postgame and him taking full ownership of that, I just think back to Robert Saleh, his first year, already kind of defending and doing the thing we saw Glenn doing earlier and defending, you know, the progress they're making. There was none of that today. It was just a bad performance and he owned it. And that to me says, you know, two things. He's comfortable, you know, in his own skin and getting more comfortable for a guy who's had some contentious moments in the media that I don't think have served him well.
Yep.
And then also that he feels comfortable enough with his relationship with Woody Johnson that he can say something like that. And I think both of those things are good signs. You never know how it's going to go with Woody in terms of maybe tomorrow he won't feel as comfortable because Woody's a hard guy to figure out. But I do find that to be encouraging. And then, you know, I just find some of the young guys and how they've kind of taken ownership and how they haven't played really poorly until today since that trade or those big trades, I find those to be positives too. But in terms of building stuff now that's going to matter when they have to win games in September and try to end the streak of 15, I've been fooled too many times by things we've seen in December and late November and early January to really go there. But those are the three things that I think are, you know, positive signs if you're spinning it forward.
That's a fair point about Aaron Glenn that there have been plenty of times this season where I thought his defensiveness or combativeness with the media, irritation and some of that, not only didn't serve him well, They just weren't a good reflection on him, didn't inspire confidence. And I would agree with you, as bad as the team played today, and they played poorly, today was not one of those days where I came away from the press conference with Aaron Glenn thinking, I don't have confidence in this guy. Like, I came away thinking he saw what I saw today. And those are the answers he gave were, even as somebody who I help media train people, and there wasn't anything in that press conference where I would say, wow, I wish he didn't say that. That didn't come across well. Everything he said sounded about right. So that's, at least you're right, that does show obviously what most matters is wins, losses, and progress on the field, but it showed progress in his comfort in that role. All right. Jets, now get swept by Miami. And the other thing that you look at is, sure, you want a team that's going to be on the rise, but as you look at this goal of trying to eventually, like, forget winning a Super Bowl, but, like, actually just, get to the playoffs and end what is the longest drought in the four major men's sports, it seems like, is it more alarming that you look at and say, the New England Patriots now are a very good football team. The Buffalo Bills, maybe this is not certainly their best year. They feel like they're, having a little turbulence, but they still have Josh Allen, who might, the reigning MVP of the league. And then you have Miami, where they've already fired the general manager. The head coach was supposedly on the hot seat. They look like a team in turbulence, and yet the gap between them and the Jets seems massive. The Jets look like they're going to be 0 for the division. How alarming is that for a team that wants to get back to the playoffs?
And I think you can turn it around pretty quickly, and even if the division is good, I think the Jets have, like, basic functionality problems, to where you really can't even concern yourself with the division. Just, like, get a decent quarterback in here, start playing better football, and that kind of stuff will take care of itself. Buffalo is having a down year, and they have Josh Allen, so they're never going to be too bad, but, I don't think they're as unbeatable. New England is concerning. They have a great coach. They have a great quarterback who looks like he's the real deal, and, that is going to be a problem, but there's going to be good teams that they have to go through no matter what if they want to have a successful run. So, I think the division being good, raising the level is probably a good thing for a team that's going to be young and trying to figure out how to win. So they have to figure out the quarterback thing, though. And that's another positive about today is losing that game, makes it easier or less distance if they have to trade up to get somebody like Mendoza. Everybody's like, they have the ammo to trade up, but it's a lot harder, for the quarterback coming in. You're putting all these expectations on him if you gave up a bunch of stuff to get him. So I think, in the big scheme of things, you kind of knock Miami out as a contender for the top quarterbacks with them winning today. And the Jets are a little bit closer, with the Saints finding a way to win and some of these other teams finding a way to win today, that I think is a positive overall. But yeah, I think the Jets have, they just have to figure out how to win a game in Miami at some point. And I don't think the Dolphins are going to be unbeatable next year to where the Jets can't play with them. But yeah, it was just bad today. But the Jets have a lot of, injuries at key positions on defense. And I think Miami just took advantage of that with their speed. But I think the Jets have shown when they're healthy, for what they are right now as a defense and not going to, fourth or fifth string in the secondary, that they can hang, be a middle of the road defense and you can win with that.
Just gave up 239, call it actually, because a couple of those were losing yards on kneel down. So call it 240 yards of rushing today. And you kind of knew coming in that would be the game plan with these Dolphins. They lose to injury Devon Achane, their leading running back, star running back, in the first half, in the second quarter. And yet the Jets still can't stop the run. How much of this is a personnel issue with the Jets and the state of their linebackers and this team? And how much of this is on defensive coordinator Steve Wilks and just the scheme?
Yeah, I think you kind of got to put it on more on the scheme, because these, you know, Steve Wilks, Aaron Glenn, Darren Mugi, they're the guys who decided to re-sign Jamin Sherwood, and it has not looked good. And now they're going to have a tough decision to make on Quincy Williams, who's been, you know, really good at times and not so good at times. So, you know, I think it's a combination of the scheme hasn't been as consistent as it was under the previous regime, and they haven't been able to fit some of the talent. You know, the talent hasn't been either what they thought it was, or they haven't been able to fit it exactly the way they wanted to, or the way they see it. So I think, you know, it is a concern. I don't think the defense is automatically, you know, if they get a couple of big names in free agency, going to go right back to where it was as being a top five defense. But even that defense had a lot of work to do in terms of, you know, defense would be great, and then when the game was on the line, there were always problems. So, you know, it wasn't like the finished product that, you know, you would say statistically being, you know, a top five defense in yardage allowed the last few years. That was always a bit deceiving. So, you know, I think part of it is also, you know, you're teaching all these players a new scheme as well, and you lost two of your best defensive players. So it's definitely it's a combined issue, but, you know, I think there are some concerns with Wilks and, you know, this is, I don't care who's on the field, 250 yards of rushing, let's just round up, is not good. Not acceptable, not something that should happen in an NFL football game. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit more of a concern. But like I said, I do think, you know, middle of the road, you know, between 15th and 10th in the league, somewhere in there, will be good enough for what, you know, they're trying to do, which is get back to the playoffs.
Talking to Andy Vasquez from The Record about the Jets, and obviously with the injury to Tyrod Taylor today, he goes out. He had not been playing well, and by then the Jets, it felt like the game was already over by the time he goes off with a groin injury. In comes Brady Cook, the rookie. What did you see out of Brady Cook today?
He looked like a guy playing his first NFL game. You know, you don't want to be too harsh because it was a tough situation. Like, yep, you said, coming in 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. But I think, you know, a lot of Jets fans have been wondering why haven't they played him. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a guy you're not going to obviously move on with as the future, and Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor. You know, I think it's getting to the point where...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's injury prone enough where you have to wonder if it's wise to keep him as the backup. You know, because if you're in a playoff situation and then you're having to go to your third string quarterback, it's going to be a problem moving forward. And why hasn't Cook been playing? And I think you just kind of saw it. He's not quite all the way there. Now, it could have looked better if the Jets hadn't had so many drops. You know, the offensive personnel, obviously Garrett Wilson isn't out there. And if he gets the chance to start next week, I would be interested to see if it's better in Jacksonville. But yeah, I think like if you were banking on Brady Cook maybe being the guy of the future, it didn't look like it today.
And then if there is, there were a couple of minor special teams glitches today, but then of course there is the punt return for a touchdown that was the Jets' only touchdown in this game. They score 10 points, 7 come on special teams. What, you know, with all that has gone poorly, and, you know, we're talking about the scheming problems and some of the issues the Jets have had, certainly defensive, you know, side of things, getting out schemed and all of that. I just am amazed, but how impressed are you and how can you explain the job and what we're seeing out of Chris Banjo's special teams unit for the New York Jets, a team that bad and yet the special teams are that good?
It's one of the insane things about this year, which has been just one of the weirdest years you could ever imagine. I mean, you're not talking, the special teams unit is the best in the NFL, but like, starting to push historic, like if you go by, you know, the analytic DVOA, like I think, yep, heading into this game, they were somewhere in the top three all time. Like, that just is insane when you think about, you know, you have, they have the best kicker in the league right now, a rookie punter who you know, punting great, and then the returners are making plays, you know, had back-to-back returns in the game. You know, I don't know if that's more insane than the fact that they still don't have an interception, but it's right up there. I mean, which is also what I say, I forgot to mention that when we were talking about the defense earlier, but that's absolutely nuts that they haven't even lucked into one.
Right. And there were times today where the ball did hit a defender in the hands and yet they dropped it. So, yeah, yep. It is. There they were with a special teams punt return touchdown and a and yet still don't have an interception. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have 3 kick returns / punt return touchdowns down the season, including 2 in the same quarter of the same game, and then, you know, like can't get an interception. So, yeah, it's amazing. I think it reflects well on Chris Banjo, who's replacing a guy in Brant Boyer who had done a very nice job here for a very long time. So, you know, that's another real positive, and got several players in that unit playing at a, you know, first team all pro type level. So that is, you know, exciting for the future, and, you know, going to be interesting to see if, you know, what they do in the off season to kind of keep that going and how Banjo adjusts moving forward. But for a guy who was just playing a few years ago in Banjo, to have, you know, that unit playing at such a high level is, you know, reflects well on him, and I think, again, reflects well on what Glenn is building here in terms of finding the right guys. And I will also say, like, the Jets, this version of the Jets, you know, when in the offseason they had a bunch of kickers in here and none of them weren't the guy, like, they didn't wait. Like, last year, years before, it felt like they would, to, you know, not be able to be criticized or something, they wouldn't make these moves that needed to be made. So I think the fact that they are willing to, you know, cut, that's how they ended up finding Folk. You know, the fact that they're willing to cut guys and make moves, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see with Glenn's staff too, how open he is, like when things didn't work this year, if we see some replacements. So overall, I think all of that is, yeah, definitely a good look for the Jets moving forward. But September is a long way away, and that's where we're really going to find out, you know, where this team's at. And kind of hard to swallow, but it's the truth.
Yeah, General Manager Darren Mugi does seem like a person of action. You're right, and we are seeing that, and that is a positive. And then the last positive, before I let you go, is feel terrible for Daniel Jones, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, and a season-ending Achilles injury. But, you know, you talked about the Jets and the potential to trade up, and that certainly is something that, as you look ahead, that Indianapolis Colts draft pick, not just this year, but I think at the time they made that pick, they thought for sure Daniel Jones would be their franchise quarterback with a big contract moving forward, and they would be secure in that. And now, with a torn Achilles, it's not just this year, it's also next year. You know, for the next 2 years, the Jets own that first-round draft pick from the Colts, and now that looks like a question mark.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to see it and feel bad for Sauce Gardner, too, who, you know, I think he's only won that one game in Germany this year, and then, you know, immediately the Colts have gone on this, you know, downward turn, and what happened today, and Sauce obviously got hurt as well. But, you know, even at the time, at first, you're like, wow, I can't believe they made that trade. But then you start thinking about it, and Sauce hasn't played at that level that they basically got for him in a couple of years. And same with Quinnen. I mean, he's playing at that level now in Dallas, but he had not played at that level for a couple of years. So to trade two guys like that and get the maximum value out of them when they haven't been showing it, you know, in that moment, I think it was hard to criticize the trade. And now it looks like the Cowboys aren't going to make the playoffs. So that second round pick, you know, coming up in 2026 is going to be higher, and looking like the Colts are in deep, deep, deep trouble. And I'm with you. I don't know what that's going to look like next year. So I thought it was a good move at the time, and a bold move. And I think it's a move that also reset kind of the mindset in the locker room and allowed this new regime and this group of players to take ownership in a way they hadn't before. And now I like the trade even more because, you know, you can't predict this stuff, but a lot of things can go wrong, and they have for the Colts. So, yeah, we'll see how it pans out, but it does look like the Jets, you know, are going to get two pretty good picks out of that, at least this year and maybe next year for sure, because a lot of question marks on both those teams.
All right. Andy, appreciate the time. Andy Vasquez from The Record. You can follow him on social media as well as read him online and in the paper. Appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.